This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Health Ministry reports 9,305 new corona infection cases and additional 168 deaths. Health Ministry decides to set up oxygen plants in hospitals having more than 100 beds. The time issued by the President for forming a new majority coalition government ending at 9 p.m. today, and Nepal appeals Israel and Palestine to resolve the conflict peacefully as 65 Palestinians and 7 Israelis die in rocket attacks. Now the news in detail. The Health and Population Ministry reported 9,305 corona infection cases yesterday. This has pushed Nepal's active corona case to 101,000. This is the first time Nepal recorded 100,000 active corona cases in the country. Now Nepal has recorded more than 422,000 cases of corona infection since the pandemic began. The ministry has also reported 168 corona-related deaths in the same period, pushing the total deaths to 4,252. The ministry said the number of deaths also included the data shared by Nepal Army's body disposal units. In yesterday, more than 4,004 people recovered from the coronavirus infection. Meanwhile, the ministry has decided to set up attached oxygen plant in all hospitals that have more than 100 beds. Addressing press briefing at the ministry yesterday, spokesperson Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam said the ministry decided to set up an oxygen plant in all private and public hospitals having more than 100 beds within 15 days from yesterday. The ministry has also decided to provide 10,000 vials of remdesivir received from Bangladesh to financially marginalized patients as per the recommendation of the hospitals. Professor Dr. Gautam further said the government has also decided to sell 22,000 vials of remdesivir at the rate of 4,900 rupees per vial to the corona patients as per the recommendation of the doctors. The remdesivir medicine was imported by Ion Healthcare. The ministry has also decided to follow a one-door system to manage the medical supply. The time issued by the president to form a government on the basis of majority is ending at 9 p.m. today. The president had given 3 days to the parties to propose a prime minister candidate with the backing of two or more parties as per the Article 76, Sub-Article 2 of the Constitution of Nepal. Meanwhile, Prithibi Subba Gurung was reappointed as the chief minister of Gandaki province yesterday. Province chief Sita Kumari Paulil appointed him as the chief minister as per the constitutional provision. Chief Minister Gurung had been sworn in by the province chief yesterday itself at the presence of Provincial Assembly Speaker Netra Nath Adhikari and other officials. Now, Chief Minister Gurung has to win the confidence of the province assembly within a month. The Election Commission has approved the voters' list for the by-election in Lumbini province set for 31st of May to elect a National Assembly member. The Commission spokesperson Rajkumar Shrestha said the Commission has set the employee meeting centre at Korahi sub-metropolitan city ward number 15, which has been also designated as the voting centre. The main opposition party Nepali Congress has demanded with the government to arrange aircrafts to ferry medical goods that has remained stranded in various airports in China. The medical appliances procured by Nepali companies for COVID-19 response were left unattended in China for lack of aircrafts to fly them home. Issuing a press statement yesterday, Nepali Congress's chief whip, Bal Krishna Ghad, urged the government and the authorities concerned to facilitate in bringing those medical goods. The ban on international flights to and from the Trivandrum International Airport has been extended to 31st of May. Issuing a notice, Nepal Civil Aviation Authority has informed the airline companies about the prohibition on international flight from Nepal. However, the notice says, as per the agreement between Nepal and India, air services between Nepal and India would continue. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
है त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now some international updates. Hamas militants have launched dozens of rockets at Israel after Israeli airstrikes killed senior commanders and felled a multi-story building in Gaza. Reports say several locations in southern Israel were hit, killing a young child in Sderot. The escalation of the fighting, which began on Monday, has prompted the United Nations to warn of a full-scale war. At least 65 people in Gaza, including 14 children and 7 people in Israel, have been killed since then. The fighting erupted after weeks of rising Israeli-Palestinian tension in East Jerusalem, which culminated in clashes at a holy site revered both by Muslims and Jews. Meanwhile, the government of Nepal has expressed its concern regarding the escalating tension between Israel and Palestine. In a tweet by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs on Wednesday, the government called upon both sides to exercise maximum restraint and calm to avoid further casualties and destruction and resort to peaceful means to resolve the problem. An independent review panel has found there were serious failures by both the World Health Organization, WHO, and individual governments in the world's response to the coronavirus pandemic. The report says, without urgent change, the world will be at mercy of another disease outbreak. To prevent another catastrophic pandemic, the report suggests key reforms, including the WHO having a Global Health Threats Council with the power to hold member states accountable, setting up a disease surveillance system to publish information without the approval of countries concerned, making vaccines public goods and setting up a pandemic financing facility. Now, the Meteorological Forecasting Division, and now the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has said the weather will be generally cloudy in province number 1, province number 2, Bagmati province and Gandaki province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is possible at a few places of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Health Ministry reports 9,305 new corona infection cases and additional 168 deaths. Health Ministry decides to set up oxygen plants in hospitals having more than 100 beds. The time issued by the President for forming a new majority coalition government ending at 9 PM today. And Nepal appeals Israel and Palestine to resolve the conflict peacefully as 65 Palestinians and 7 Israelis die in rocket attacks. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.